You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Some of the best values in fantasy football drafts right now, at least according to the CBS ADP. Dave Richards got that for you right now on FFT Express. Hello, Dave.
Value is important on draft day, Adam. You always want to feel like you're getting a good value. Goes without saying a quarterback, but really it's every position. No one ever wants to feel like they're reaching for a guy.
No, I agree. But like I said on the show that we just did, the only time you're reaching is if you probably can get that player in the next round. Then you're reaching. Other than that, have conviction, have confidence in your opinions, and go for it. Dave, who are some of the best values you've seen? Now, we're using CBS ADP. These are mocks that our fans have done, so specific to our CBS drafts. But it looks pretty similar, I think, to a lot of the other ADP out there. But give me the headliner on this list.
Agreed. It's a good pulse of where we are in fantasy. That the headliner is at wide receiver. I feel like there are a lot of really good values at wide receiver, certainly a lot of younger wide receivers. So I'd like to start there. Let me give you some names. Four names right off the top. Teteroa McMillan, Jalen Waddle, Terry McLaurin, Christian Watson. All four of these guys, I think they're all in that wide receiver two range, some higher in the wide receiver two range than others. But I'm a big fan. I'm outspoken on Waddle, so maybe you want to throw him out because I think he should be going as a top 40 pick, and he's basically going at the round 4 or 5 turn. But Teteroa McMillan, he's going a little bit later than I have him ranked. Same thing with McLaurin. Same thing for Watson. I think in the case specifically of Waddle, McLaurin, and Watson, there's better opportunities coming for them this year. Waddle, you can easily see because he changed teams. But McLaurin in Washington, the fact that they're changing offenses, they want to move McLaurin around. I think he's still going to get a good target share. He's somebody that I want to get on my fantasy team as a number two wide receiver for sure. And he's going right around that same range as Waddle, 4 or 5 turn. But I've got him ranked as a top 40-ish type player overall. Somebody that I think is a good value. And Watson, we know what the floor is with him. We know that he's got some injury concerns in his past, but boy, did he play great last year. And the Packers might be headed toward being a little bit more pass happy than they've been previously. A lot of it might come down to how Josh Jacobs is and whether he's even on the field for Green Bay. But the way that Watson played last year, the opportunities that he should get as their offense evolves, they've thinned out their receiving core. He's the best one they've got. I have him as a top 50 player. He's going 63rd. In CBS drafts. And as for McMillan, it's just a young second-year player who you're hoping can take the next step in his game. That'll make him more efficient on the same type of target volume that he had as a rookie in 2025. That was 7.2 targets per game.
Yeah, I definitely think you want more than that. Okay, obviously you want more than that, but I think you'd expect more than that. That's about 120 targets. You want over 130 for Teteroa McMillan. And
of course.
It was
weird. I'd like 170 for Teteroa McMillan.
Yeah.
Just trying to also like a Ferrari.
But it's not unrealistic to think you should get 130. But I think it's not out of the question you could get 170. I mean, it would surprise me. But he should have more targets. You know, last year when Jalen Coker came back from his injury, McMillan really didn't get a lot of targets. But I think they'd be pretty foolish not to feature him a little bit more in his second year. I struggle with him. You have him 31st. He's going 38th. I don't think I would take him 31st, but I would take him at 38. I don't know. I don't really want to attach myself to that offense, which will try to be run heavy. And, you know, I don't think Bryce Young is bad, but I don't think
I will add. Well, I don't think Bryce Young is great. And so that's obviously part of the problem. I would add that Waddle, McLaurin, Watson, I like their values better. So I can imagine seeing Teteroa there at, let's call it 35th overall. That's right in the middle of where I have him ranked compared to ADP. I might pass on him there, knowing that a few picks later I can, he might get taken, he might not get taken. A few picks later I can get Waddle, McLaurin, or Watson.
Okay. We'll take a break and then we'll talk about Brock Bowers, who is going 25th overall. Dave has him 21st. And then we'll give you a few more names after that. We'll be right back on FFT Express.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Brock Bowers and McBride, for that matter, it's difficult. You have to pass up on some really good receivers and running backs to take them, but you have Brock Bowers 21st. He's going 25th. So you like that value.
Start at this point with both tight ends. Last year, Bowers, as bad as it was for him, 14.7 PPR points per game, really was the injury that set him back. And if he is able to stay healthy, he could have a very high target volume again. He should have a high target volume again for the third year in a row and end up being just a monster for fantasy. So that's the appeal with him. But McBride has been that for Arizona. And while I think his target volume could decline a little bit, he was at just about 10 in 2025. I think that he could end up still getting in the neighborhood of 8 targets per game in what should be a much more aligned passing offense, meaning the route combinations are better, the players play sharper, the quarterback's a little bit better, and the quarterback in this case, assuming it's Jacoby Brissett, does have like a career-long tendency of leaning on his tight end, and this tight end happens to be the best pass catcher on his own team. I said it on Thursday's show, which was a great show, a fun mailbag. I want whoever I can get second on this list. So if Bowers goes first, yeah, of course I'd want McBride. And if McBride goes first, then give me Bowers. But these two guys are worth targeting. I think the antenna goes up toward the end of round two. But if you're finding them in round three, just awesome, awesome value.
All right, Jalen Hurts going 80th. I mentioned in the draft we did on Wednesday, he went 99th. People just don't really seem too jazzed about Jalen Hurts. And Harold Fannin Jr. going 75th. You have both those guys about 67th overall, Hurts and Harold Fannin Jr. I guess for you, man, you can wait a long time to get your quarterback and tight end and feel pretty good about grabbing Hurts and Fannin at 80th and 75th.
Both of them are top 70 players, but they're both very different. With Fannin, it's is he still the top target getter in Cleveland? And do you want somebody on Cleveland? I would want this guy on Cleveland because I do think he's going to be the top target getter. And I think he's going to have a lot of opportunities just as he had last year. So the fact that he's fading in drafts is something I'm going to try and take advantage of. And as for Jalen Hurts, this is the only quarterback that's worth a darn that was at a good value for me. We've seen him start so strong each of the last three seasons. He's put up numbers akin to Josh Allen, and then something happens in December where he falls off or his offensive line is bad, and therefore he's not as good. I think they're going to ask him to throw a little bit more. I think they're going to put more timing into their offense. I think it'll work for him while he still gets a ton of rushing touchdowns and some good rushing numbers on top of that. The fact that you're able to get him in round seven is just awesome. That's good value. I think you can go into your draft knowing, okay, if I don't get a steal with one of the first five quarterbacks that go off the board, at least I know I should be able to get Jalen Hurts at a steal of a value. And when we're talking about him 80th all the way down to 100th overall, that's awesome value for a guy who can at minimum get you off to a really good start in fantasy.
Yeah, and I'm aware of what I said doesn't really make sense. You can't just take someone 75th and then 80th. You're not going to have both of those picks. So if you want to take Hurts and Fannin, that's at the, let's say, the 6-7 turn or around there. One more guy, Parker Washington going 85th, and you have him 63rd. That's a huge discount for Parker Washington.
And I think you should take advantage. I think he's the best wide receiver. This is as of now. We haven't, training camp hasn't started yet. We're recording this in mid-June. But as of now, I've got the most faith in Parker Washington retaining his role from what we saw in the second half last year in the Jacksonville offense. I like what I've seen from him on film. It looks like he's a better player than he was from earlier in the season. And now we're hearing reports that he's doing a great job in Jacksonville. Of course, we're hearing reports that everybody in Jacksonville is doing great, but Parker Washington should be that good short to intermediate area target for Trevor Lawrence. And I think the target volume will be there for him. The fact that he's going on the round 7-8 turn, I think you're stealing from the rest of your league. That's great value. I think he's a round 6 player in full PPR.
Thank you, Dave Richard, for your favorite values. We'll talk to you next
time. Did you notice something about my list?
A lot of W's?
No running backs.
Oh.
That you brought up on our show anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah.
No running back. Not a lot of value there. There's a couple of guys. There's a couple, but not a lot.
Okay. Oh, maybe we'll do a separate episode of finding running back value, but maybe not with Dave because he doesn't see any. Okay, we'll talk to you next time on Fantasy Football Today. See ya!
Paramount Podcasts.